Welcome to Story Saturday. Hey, I'm your host, Sean Buvala. I've been thinking a lot about the fables of Aesop and how they talk about power balances and who's in charge and who's not. And oftentimes, the image of lion versus the smaller animals is what comes about. So I'm going to share with you several of those over the next several Saturdays. Now look, these are shorts. I'm not making 20-minute podcasts here. I'm just sharing simple stories with you. They'll almost always be well under 5 minutes. Thanks for listening. Once there was a lion who simply had gotten tired of chasing his prey, and so said to the animals, "If you choose not to live in terror any more, never knowing where I am and what I'm going to do next, I make this proposal. Every week, one of you shall come to the mouth of my cave, and I will eat you. You will sacrifice yourself for the well-being of the rest of the animals. Each and every week, you shall come to the mouth of the cave. You send the animal that you wish to sacrifice. However, if you ever miss this deadline, I shall be cruel, and I shall chase all of you just for sport and kill you all." The animals agreed to this, and each and every week, one of them would go to the mouth of the cave and be eaten, until it became the hare's turn. Now, she decided that she was not comfortable with the idea of being eaten, so she dressed herself up in her finest clothing and made her way towards the lion's cave. But on the way there, she rolled around in the dirt, she tore at her clothing, and she just messed herself up overall. When she got to the mouth of the cave, the lion said, "You're late." She said, "I know I'm late, but there was another lion who is stronger than you and more massive than you and much more scary than you. And he chased me and chased me and chased me. You can see, look at my clothes, they're torn. I'm disheveled. He was really something else. He's tougher than you." The lion said, "No, no one is tougher than me. I want you to take me to this lion, and we're going to take care of this little problem." She said, "Well, very well, follow me." She led the lion quite some distance until they came to a well, and she said, "He's down inside there." The lion looked into that well, and it was a deep well, but there at the bottom there was enough water to cast a reflection. He saw his own reflection in the water, and he thought, "Well, that must be the other lion staring back at me." And so he roared at the other lion, and the image roared back. He shouted out to the other lion, "Come out of that well!" And all he heard back was, "Come out of that well!" The lion became so incensed that he leapt into the well. And of course, he drowned. The little hare took off her fancy clothes, threw those into the well, and made her way back home. Hey, thanks for listening for Stories for Saturday. I'm Sean Buvala, your host. Please come see us at our larger podcast at inappropriatefolktales.com. Inappropriatefolktales.com. Available wherever fine podcasts are available for free. iTunes, Google, the website itself, Buzzsprout, etc. Thanks a lot. InappropriateFolktales.com. I will talk to you next week. Stories for Saturday is copyright storyteller.net and may not be reproduced or redistributed without the express permission of storyteller.net.